If you want to check out Circus this year and are overwhelmed with choices, what about winner of last year's Best Circus at Adelaide Fringe Award? It's called Rouge. Singer Michaela Berg is in it. She joins me now. Hi, Michaela.
Hello. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Great.
So what's it like to be a singer amongst all of these buff people doing amazing tricks?
Oh my God, it's so much fun and it makes me actually want to work harder physically. Like I, as soon as we got into rehearsals, I was like, can you throw me? Can you make me do things? Now I'm doing stuff with fire and someone throws me. So it actually makes me want to be a circus performer, which I think it's a bit late in my career. But yeah, it's thrilling. And the dedication is just mind-blowing.
Mm. Yeah, it would take a lot of focus, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, really focused.
What is it about it that makes it an adult show?
So, look, it's because we kind of explore, not kind of, we explore sexuality and sensuality, different relationship types, and female sexuality a lot, but without shame. So, you know, there's a wax act, if you want to let your imagination drift. There's a whips act. There's various things that you wouldn't normally see in a circus show. So it's not circus for children, basically. Mm. And there's a little bit of nudity.
Ooh, it's sort of more burlesque than stripping, though,
well,
right?
It's not even burlesque.
All right.
Yeah, there's some full nudity. Yeah, that's why it's an adult show. And it's also, it's a very sexually free show. Mm. And I think that's why as well.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit awkward having little ones in the audience.
Fair enough. And what sort of music do you sing?
So I sing a variety of music. I sing opera. I sing some classical songs, and then I also sing some pop songs and some jazz songs as well. So I also do some solo acts, but I'm also supporting the acrobats while they're performing. So it's live music instead of just recordings.
So it must be really fun to work on something like this as opposed to your solo work.
It is so much fun being part of an ensemble. It is like, and the people in the show are just gorgeous. We've become a family very quickly, and it is so much fun, really. And to be on stage doing such a fun show that also has a message but is just literally pure fun, it's really great.
Yeah. What's the message?
Well, I think the message is that people can be open with the way their sexuality and their relationships, and that no one should be ashamed of how they look or how they are. Because we're all, I mean, the girls are hot, hot bodies in the show, and the guys. But, you know, I'm not necessarily a model, but I'm just out there in underwear in one place. And I think, you know, I'm representing 40-year-old women who just have normal bodies, you know. And I think it's really important that people see normal bodies and see that sexuality isn't just held out for people who are, you know, models and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous show. We can check it out in Gluttony this year, can't we?
Yeah, in Gluttony in the Peacock venue. So it's right at entrance G, massive venue, and Tuesdays until Sundays every week. And there's one matinee in the last weekend on a Saturday.
Oh, that's my kind of show.
Yeah.
Early night show.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's on until the 21st. Hey, absolutely delightful to have you on the program today. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.